So the onions come through single file on each lane. And when they pass under that box, there's a series of cameras there, and the cameras take several pictures of each onion. The onions are rotating and it takes pictures of them.
John Snyder is giving a tour of his onion packing plant in Urington. Red, white, and yellow onions are quickly carried on a conveyor belt where a sophisticated optical sorter determines which onions go where. Snyder says they expect to produce about 30 million tons of onions this season, a pretty typical year. Snyder's family has been farming and ranching in the valley for more than 100 years.
We were very traditional growers, as most people in the valley grew alfalfa, small grains, some oat hay and that sort of thing, up until about probably the mid-80s. We started growing row crops.
He now grows about 400 acres of seed garlic, 400 acres of onions, and several other types of fresh vegetables. Like other farmers, Snyder is trying to find different crops to use water more efficiently and diversify his income. Although alfalfa still accounts for 90% of what's grown in the area, farmers, like tech developers, are looking to innovate. But innovation can be expensive and tricky.
It's a very tough situation for somebody that wants to get into, let's say you want to start growing lettuces or you want to grow broccoli or any of these vegetable crops that we typically talk about. Boy, trying to find labor is very, very tough.
That's Jay Davison, a crop specialist at the University of Nevada's Cooperative Extension. He conducts research and consults with agricultural producers on alternatives to alfalfa.
And so we're constantly looking for drought-tolerant crops, but crops also that perhaps they have to make at least as much money as alfalfa and hopefully more.
He says when factoring in the cost for planting, harvesting, and packing, the return on investment can be quite small and not worth the trouble.
And then, of course, you have a pretty high cost initially to get into it because you're switching machinery and you've got a whole bunch of infrastructure costs as well.
That's true for Snyder. He grew carrots this year and says they did very well at local farmers markets, but the income generated is still too small to justify doing more.
One of the things we do, we look at the return on our different crops. Right now, our garlic, which isn't too affected by it because it's in Carson Valley, we'll continue with that. We'll probably allocate most of the available water we have to our onion crops.
Beyond that, they'll put any leftover water toward alfalfa to keep it alive. Snyder's farm has used about half of its water permits this year and has put in more underground pipelines and drip tape to, as Snyder puts it,
just looking at other possibilities of how we can more efficiently use water and land.
As Snyder wraps up his tour, he points to some bins where 50-pound bags of sweet onions are drying out before shipment. He explains that the price of onions can vary greatly, anywhere from $4 to $40 a bag.
It's very volatile, and it just depends on what happens to other onion crops across the country.
Farming, Snyder says, is kind of a gamble. He's not sure which vegetables he'll plant next season. He's still experimenting. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.